Wherever you go, Judaism is in our faces. Go to the White House and there's a Passover Seder. Go outside the White House and there's a Hanukkah menorah. On the campaign trail, Rand Paul sucks up at a Jewish yeshiva. And turn on the TV and the hula hoax gets prime time. But why would any country, candidate, or celebrity want anything to do with Judaism when Jesus Christ pronounced four curses on it? The curses of disinheritance, the fig tree, desolation, and deicide. When Jesus told the Jews that their kingdom would be taken away from them and given to the Gentiles, the Jews answered, "God forbid." But the curse stands. The church inherits God's blessings, and the synagogue has been forsaken. This is the curse of disinheritance. When Jesus approached the fig tree, a symbol of Israel, he saw no fruit on it. He cursed it, and the tree withered. The church is the new Israel, bearing much fruit, but the synagogue is a dried-up tree. You can even see it in their faces. This is the curse of the fig tree. When Jesus saw Jerusalem rejecting him as the Messiah, he declared, "Your house is left unto you desolate." It's the church that offers eternal life, but the synagogue has nothing to give. This is the curse of desolation. When Pilate wished to set Jesus free, the Jews cried out, "Crucify him! Let his blood be upon us and on our children!" This is the deicidal curse that falls on every Jew due to the corporate guilt of the crucifixion of God incarnate, the Lord Jesus Christ. Sarah Silverman compounds the curse.
You know, everybody blames the Jews for killing Christ, and then the Jews try to pass it off on the Romans. You know, I'm one of the few people that believes it was the blacks. I don't care. Good. I hope the Jews did kill Christ. I'd do it again. I'd fucking do it again in a second.
Whom God abandons, demons enter in. Just watch her eyes. Exalting Judaism gets applause, votes, and good press. But according to Jesus, it will land you in hell. I call on all Jews to repent and the curses will be lifted. I did. Why don't they?